Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
More now on the clergy sex abuse scandal in Boston as we look back at a case that was settled to see what came of the accuser and the priest. WBUR's Deborah Becker has our story.
Since the scandal exploded here 8 years ago, an estimated 207 priests from the Boston Archdiocese have been accused of abusing children. More than 95% of the cases ended in a civil settlement. Attorney Mitchell Garabedian has represented hundreds of victims and says the way the church handles abuse cases hasn't really changed.
They're following canon law. They've circled the wagons. And as far as they're concerned, attorneys are a bunch of ambulance chasers. And so what if the church has a few pedophile priests within their ranks? All corporations do.
One of Garabedian's recent cases involved three priests, including Father Eugene Sullivan. Last year, Sullivan was reinstated to his parish, St. Francis Xavier Church in Weymouth. Sullivan was on administrative leave for 4 years because of a charge of abusing a teenage boy in the 1970s. The plaintiff, Mark Martin, settled right before trial for $475,000. At a diner near his home in Lowell, he talked about how the settlement affected his life.
I don't know if it helped or not. I mean, it paid off my lawyer. I have a new car.
Are you broke right now?
No, I still have money. I'll leave it at this. I've arranged, so I don't have access to a lot of it at any time. When I did have control of it, I started doing heroin again. You know, I wasn't always a junkie. I was a good student. I was a nice kid before these people got to me.
How much of the settlement do you think you spent on heroin?
Oh, I don't know. $50,000, $60,000? That's a lot.
Neither Father Sullivan nor his attorney would talk on the record for this story. Many of Sullivan's parishioners, like Julie Burke, believe that Father Sullivan was mistaken for another priest with the same last name.
He's a wonderful, wonderful man. He was wrongly accused. We've suffered long enough without him. Everyone in this parish loves him.
The Archdiocese says Father Sullivan was reinstated after its review board determined the abuse allegation was unsubstantiated, but it doesn't provide details. And one thing on which attorneys for both sides agree is the need for more transparency. Attorney James O'Brien has represented 13 accused priests.
There was no due process of law. Once the Archdiocese received a complaint of abuse, the priest was automatically put on administrative leave. They had to move out of their parishes. They could not dress as a priest. And then the Archdiocese negotiated with the lawyers for the plaintiffs, and the suits were dismissed and therefore out of the news. But absolutely nothing was done in terms of the priests getting an opportunity to exonerate themselves.
The Boston Archdiocese says it has improved transparency and has implemented several reforms, such as the requirement to report abuse to civil authorities. But advocates for abuse survivors are calling for more. Among the things they want is for State Attorney General Martha Coakley to make good on her Senate campaign promise to ask the Archdiocese to release all personnel records of credibly accused priests. Coakley hasn't made that request yet, and priest and canon lawyer Thomas Doyle doubts it would change anything.
The bishops really do believe that they are a cut above the rest of us and that what they're doing is the right thing, no matter what the rest of the country thinks or what the courts say. They believe that they're entitled to protect the institution and themselves. There's an incredible amount of narcissistic arrogance where they don't acknowledge the horror of this plague of sexual abuse.
But with new questions being asked about how the Vatican has handled abuse cases, there may be changes soon. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.